Welcome to this week's Real AI podcast, based on the first and most popular weekly newsletter about real estate and artificial intelligence for real estate agents and brokers. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI guy, and these are the highlights from this week's Real AI newsletter for the week of May 11th, 2026. Now, here are your AI hosts, Miles and Grace.
You know, usually when you think about buying a house, the foundation is, well, it's entirely physical.
Right.
It's concrete, it's rebar, packed dirt.
Yeah, exactly. It's tangible. I mean, you can literally hit it with a hammer.
Right, and there's a certain comfort in that. You can hire an inspector to go down there with a heavy-duty flashlight, and they can just point and say, you know, there's a crack right there, something you can see.
You can measure with traditional tools, for sure.
But suddenly, we're stepping into this real estate market where the actual foundation, like how you find a home, how you buy it, how your incredibly sensitive financial data is handled, it's becoming completely invisible.
Yeah, that traditional flashlight just, it doesn't work anymore.
No, not at all. We're looking at a structural landscape that is shifting entirely beneath our feet, and it's driven almost completely by artificial intelligence.
And, you know, while artificial intelligence is often discussed in these really abstract or philosophical terms, today we're looking at its concrete dollars and cents application.
Which is wild because, like, we're looking at an industry that deals in physical shelter, right? But it's being completely rewired by digital code. Today, we are taking a magnifying glass to this invisible tech revolution that's restructuring a super traditional high-stakes industry from the ground up. And we're pulling insights from a really fantastic source today.
Yeah, we're looking at a recent issue of the Real AI newsletter.
Specifically, the edition for the week of May 11th, 2026.
Right. And for those who might not be familiar with it, it is the first and, frankly, the most popular AI newsletter specifically tailored for real estate professionals.
It really is the gold standard right now.
It is. It's put together by Kevin Hawkins, who's a leading AI educator, coach, and the author of The Real AI Guide for Real Estate Agents, along with his son and co-creator, Corey Hawkins.
And I want to set the stakes for you right off the bat, because even if you aren't a real estate agent, you know, even if you're just someone who might one day want to rent an apartment or buy a house, this deep dive is a fascinating case study.
Oh, absolutely. It affects everyone.
We are looking at how AI is completely changing how buyers search, how professionals manage your most sensitive financial data. And, well, this is the part we'll get to later. That is just wild, putting literal AI infrastructure into suburban backyards.
Yeah, the backyard data centers. Yep. It really is a microcosm for the broader economy.
Yeah.
But to understand the new tools the professionals are adopting, we first have to look at the consumer.
Right. The buyers.
Exactly. We have to look at the underlying reason these traditional agents are being forced to adapt at breakneck speed. Sure. And the simple answer is, well, you, the consumer, have already changed the rules of the game.
The shift in consumer behavior is just massive. Corey Hawkins put together a report featured in the newsletter, and it's called The 2026 State of AI SEO in Real Estate.
And the numbers in there, they paint a picture of an entirely new way people find homes.
The statistics are revealing, honestly. Like, according to the report, 67% of homebuyers surveyed said they use an AI tool as their primary research method before they ever contact a human agent.
Let's just pause on that for a second.
Yeah, 67%.
Right. That means the traditional discovery phase. Mm-hmm. You know, driving around neighborhoods looking for sale signs, or even just typing homes for sale in Austin into a standard search bar that's fading out.
People aren't just scrolling passively through 10 pages of links anymore. They're using highly specific conversational queries with AI.
They really are. In fact, 61% of buyer-side real estate searches now begin in an AI search engine. And the mechanism behind that is what makes it so powerful.
Because it does the heavy lifting for you.
Exactly. When a buyer uses a traditional search engine, they have to do the work of synthesizing the info from like a dozen different websites. When they use an AI search engine, the AI does the synthesis.
So a buyer can just ask, find me a three-bedroom house in a school district rated 8 or higher where historical property taxes haven't jumped more than 5% in the last 3 years.
Right, and they can just add, oh, and cross-reference that with a 30-minute commute to downtown.
And the AI just gives you the answer. So by the time that buyer actually reaches out to an agent, they aren't just casually browsing. They are highly educated and hyper-qualified.
Which explains another massive stat from the newsletter. Across all the leads generated, AI-sourced prospects close 70% of the time within 30 days.
Wow. 70%.
Yeah, because the AI has already helped them filter out the noise. But, you know, this creates a very steep drop-off for the professionals trying to actually reach them.
Right, the agents themselves.
The newsletter notes that the average U.S. agent appears in just 8% of AI responses in their own market. Meanwhile, the top 1% of real estate agents nationwide control 47% of all AI citation share.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if you are a working professional, that disparity sounds brutal. I mean, are human real estate agents just playing a new cutthroat game of SEO?
Pretty much, yeah.
And like, if you aren't in the AI's response, do you effectively just not exist to the modern homebuyer?
Well, what's fascinating here is the absolute winner-takes-all dynamic this technology creates. What we are seeing is that the very top of the sales funnel has completely shifted.
Because it's not about the 10 blue links anymore.
Exactly. Think about how traditional SEO works. It's about getting onto page one of a search engine. You have 10 links to fight for, meaning 10 different agents or brokerages can kind of share the spotlight. But AI doesn't give you 10 blue links. It provides one synthesized answer.
Right. It reads all those links and just gives you the summary.
Precisely. If an AI determines that a specific top 1% agent is the most authoritative source in a zip code, based on their digital footprint, market data, whatever the AI cites them repeatedly as the definitive answer.
It just boxes everyone else out.
It completely boxes out the average agent who hasn't adapted their content for AI consumption. So yes, for the 61% of buyers starting their journey with AI, if the bot doesn't cite you, you effectively do not exist at the start of their journey.
Man, that is a harsh reality if you're running a business the same way you did even 2 years ago.
It's adapt or die.
And because consumers are operating at this hyper-efficient, AI-driven level, professionals are realizing their old business tools just cannot handle the speed and volume of this new market.
Which leads us to a massive shift happening right now inside the Google ecosystem.
Yeah, the transition from external third-party apps to embedded enterprise AI.
Mm.
Let's get some context on how agents have been working recently.
It's been pretty chaotic, honestly.
Right. For the last couple of years, agents were basically duct taping their workflows together using all these different chatbots because each one had a specific superpower.
Yeah, like you used Claude if you needed to summarize a massive, like, 100-page HOA document.
Exactly. And you used Perplexity if you needed up-to-the-second current information on mortgage rates.
Yeah.
If you wanted your marketing copy to have a bit of sass, you went to Grok.
And for the vast majority of tasks, ChatGPT Business was kind of the ultimate Swiss Army knife.
But having a Swiss Army knife still requires you to, you know, reach into your pocket, pull it out, open the right tool, and apply it to the problem.
Which is a lot of steps.
In digital terms, that means opening a new tab, copying info from your email, pasting it into a chatbot, copying the result and pasting it back into your workflow. That friction just slows everything down.
Right. But as of May 1st, 2026, Google has fundamentally changed that friction point. Gemini is now deeply entrenched directly inside Google Workspace.
We're talking Gmail, Docs, Drive, Sheets, Slides, Google Meet. They've integrated this Gemini side panel.
And it changes the whole workflow. Let's walk through how this actually works for an agent.
Yeah. Picture this. Instead of hunting through a messy Google Drive trying to find a specific PDF, you just open the Gemini side panel right where you're working.
You don't even leave the tab.
Nope. You ask it to pull up the inspection report for the Smith listing, but it doesn't just act like a search bar that finds the file name. You can actually ask it, was the roof flagged in the Smith inspection?
And Gemini actually reads the document and tells you the answer right there.
Without you ever opening the PDF or switching tabs, it's crazy.
That concept of frictionless AI is the true tipping point for mass enterprise adoption. When you don't have to break your concentration to switch applications, the AI stops being a separate tool and it really becomes an assistant that works alongside you.
It's a game changer. And the newsletter makes a point of highlighting how this positions Google to reach more real estate agents daily than Microsoft or Apple.
Well, yeah, because everyone is already using Workspace. And the newsletter also emphasizes a huge security component here, calling it Safer by Design.
I want to throw an analogy at you to see if this captures the stakes. Using trendy third-party AI tools and plugging them into your email is basically like handing the keys to your filing cabinet to a stranger off the street just because they promised to organize your folders.
That is a very accurate way to frame the privacy issue, actually.
But with Gemini, the AI is already locked inside your bank vault.
Exactly. Consider how generative AI models learn. Many of the free or, you know, consumer-grade third-party tools scrape the data you feed them to train their public models.
Which is terrifying.
It is. If an agent connects a random AI app to their inbox to summarize emails, that app is reading everything.
And in real estate, we are talking about people's social security numbers, loan approvals, bank statements, and home inspection details.
Exactly the kind of data you absolutely do not want feeding a public AI model. Every time a professional uses an unvetted third-party app, they essentially poke a hole in their own digital fortress.
Right.
Google's pitch with Workspace is that Gemini operates under their existing bank-grade security. They guarantee that the content in your private workspace is not being used to train or improve Gemini or other generative models. It stays in the vault.
Which is absolutely non-negotiable for a professional handling sensitive data. But even though Google has built this incredibly secure, frictionless fortress, they haven't actually won every battle.
No, definitely not.
The newsletter points out that the modern professional cannot afford to rely on just one ecosystem.
No single firm can dominate every aspect of artificial intelligence right now. The technology is just moving too rapidly, and different models excel different tasks.
Case in point, Gemini has its Nano Banana 2 image technology. But the newsletter notes that ChatGPT has surged right past it when it comes to image creation, editing, and manipulation.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Right. Like if you're doing creative work, making polished marketing visuals, or doing detailed edits of a property photo, say, to show a client what a room looks like without that ugly floral wallpaper, ChatGPT is the superior artist right now.
Which necessitates what Kevin Hawkins calls the smartest agents strategy. The professionals who survive this shift won't be looking for one perfect magic solution. They will be investing in multiple paid, business-grade AI tools.
And there is a very practical, almost paranoid reason for that too, which is redundancy.
Oh, for sure. You need a backup.
The newsletter mentions the sheer horror of a localized bot outage. Like, if your entire business runs on Gemini and Google has a hiccup for 6 hours, which, let's be honest, happens, you are completely paralyzed in the middle of a negotiation unless you have another AI trained and ready to go.
It is basic risk management. But, you know, it does require understanding the financial breakdown because these costs stack up and it's easy to get confused about what you are actually paying for.
Let's look at the money, because a lot of people think they have top-tier AI just because they pay for extra cloud storage.
Right, the Google One plan.
Yeah, if you're paying $19.99 for 5 terabytes of Google One to store all those property walkthrough videos on your phone, you do get Google's AI Pro included. But that is consumer grade.
It's not the bank vault.
Exactly. To get the business grade security we just talked about, where your data isn't used for training, you need Gemini for Workspace, which runs about $14 to $22 a month. And then you have to add Gemini Business for another $20 a month just to match the capabilities of ChatGPT Business.
And this raises an important question about operational overhead for the individual agent.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Is there a risk of massive subscription fatigue here?
Oh, absolutely.
We are essentially asking non-tech professionals, people whose core skill is human negotiation, staging a home, understanding a neighborhood, to curate a whole roster of AI bots and pay multiple monthly fees just to do their day jobs. Are we overwhelming them?
It is a valid concern. The cognitive load of managing multiple software subscriptions is real. But you have to weigh those subscription fees against the return on investment.
True.
The newsletter puts it beautifully. In real estate, a safer second set of eyes is worth a lot more than another shiny app.
That's a great point.
Right. Spending an extra $40 or $60 a month across multiple platforms is a microscopic cost compared to missing a critical clause in a closing contract or losing a client because your single AI tool went offline and you couldn't access a document.
The cost of a mistake is just too high.
Exactly. Applied knowledge, knowing which tool to use for which task, is the actual asset here.
And to help professionals build that applied knowledge, the newsletter mentions that starting May 18th, Stellar MLS, which is one of the largest multiple listing services in the country, is launching a 7-day AI challenge.
Which is super timely.
Yeah. It's led by Kevin Hawkins himself, the real AI guy, and it's entirely focused on helping agents build smarter, safer AI habits so that they don't get overwhelmed by all these subscriptions and features.
Because, you know, if agents have to juggle all these different tools and consumers are running hyper-complex AI search queries, we have to consider where all that data is actually being processed.
Right, the physical toll of all this.
The software requires immense computational power, and that demand is spilling out of the browser and into the physical world.
This is the part of the deep dive where the scale of this revolution really hits home for me. We're moving from software subscriptions directly into physical infrastructure and macro market impacts.
It's wild to see it happen in real time.
Let's look at what is happening out in the real world. starting with suburban backyards. Realtor.com reported that a company called Span, which makes smart electrical panels, and NVIDIA are currently working with a major home builder to install AI-powered mini data centers in residential backyards.
I mean, it sounds like science fiction, but the logic is sound.
It's crazy.
The computational demand of running localized smart home AIs, processing continuous security video feeds, and managing energy grids efficiently is so high that cloud computing introduces too much latency.
They need the processing power on site.
Exactly. They are testing putting literal data centers in people's gardens just to keep the modern home functioning.
It's wild to think about, like, a server rack humming away next to your rose bushes. And AI isn't just changing the houses, it's changing the market value of the cities where this tech is built.
Oh, absolutely.
The New York Post highlighted that ChatGPT and the broader AI industry are driving a massive housing boom in the San Francisco Bay Area, sending real estate rocketing to insane levels as the tech hub roars back to life.
And as the market heats up, the platforms that manage real estate data are racing to automate the human element. Emin reports Zillow is making itself indispensable by doubling down on AI integration across its entire platform.
And they're not the only ones.
No, we also see real estate news covering MoxiWorks, which is a major software platform for brokerages. They're updating their RISE system with proactive AI follow-up tools.
Let's explain how that proactive follow-up works, because it's a huge shift. Instead of an agent looking at a list of clients and deciding who to call today, the AI monitors the client's behavior.
It's always watching.
Right. If the AI notices a client has suddenly started opening emails about a specific neighborhood again after 2 months of silence, the AI can proactively ping that client or draft a message for the agent to send. It does the legwork before the human agent even thinks to check in.
Furthermore, tech giants are pushing the boundaries of what a personal assistant even is. Tech Advisor covered Google's upcoming upgrade to Gemini, which is an AI agent named Remy, designed to be a 247 digital partner that can execute complex multi-step tasks on your behalf.
It's like having a full-time employee. But with all these systems talking to each other, there are major warnings about how it's all built. Forbes recently highlighted a growing, highly visible gap between the magical promises AI makes and the actual, sometimes frustrating way customers are being treated by automated systems that don't quite understand nuance.
Yeah, we've all been stuck in a loop with a bad chatbot.
Exactly. And on LinkedIn, Delta Media's AI guru Mike Menard warns that all this AI integration will completely fail without solid, well-documented APIs.
That last point about APIs, or application programming interfaces, is crucial. APIs are the software bridges that allow two different programs to communicate.
Right.
You can have the most advanced AI video creator, like the captions app Housing Wire wrote about, which makes agents fast, affordable video producers. But if the underlying data systems don't communicate perfectly with the agent's CRM or the brokerage's main database, the whole facade crumbles.
So what does this all mean? If I can borrow an analogy from home construction to explain Mike Menard's warning, APIs are the plumbing of the internet.
That's a good way to look at it.
You can go out and buy the fanciest, most expensive AI smart faucet in the world. You can hook it up to your sink. But if the pipes behind the wall aren't documented and connected properly to the water main, you're not going to get water. Or worse, you're just going to flood your digital house.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it shows an industry caught between profound innovation and structural limitations.
It's a huge transition phase.
We are looking at a reality where an AI search engine synthesizes a highly contextual list of homes for an educated buyer. That buyer's sensitive financial data is processed through a secure Gemini bank vault. The marketing video they watched was generated by a ChatGPT-powered app.
And the platform the agent uses is proactively predicting the buyer's next move.
Exactly. And the house they eventually buy might have an NVIDIA data center humming in the backyard to process it all.
AI is demanding so much compute power and operational bandwidth that it is literally changing residential infrastructure, municipal zoning, and the definition of a household utility. It is entirely encompassing, from the very first search query on a phone to the physical electricity powering the house.
The scale of this revolution is truly unprecedented. It touches every single touch point of the transaction.
Let's bring it all back together. What we've seen today, diving into the Real AI newsletter, is that the real estate industry is unrecognizable from what it was just a few years ago.
It really is.
Consumers are treating AI bots as their primary real estate agents for research. The top 1% of agents are monopolizing AI search results by playing a new game of digital authority. Google is turning the everyday inbox into a closed-loop AI fortress, but professionals still need tools like ChatGPT to handle specific creative tasks.
And to survive, people are having to curate a whole roster of business-grade tools just to keep pace with an industry that is now installing data centers in our backyards.
Excellent point, Miles. And that's this week's Real AI Podcast. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy, and until next week, keep it real.